Six with the grease man, ready for the action, the excitement, the knuckle busting, the butt kicking, the boar hog, and the ramrod. And I'm ready for it all, buddy. I'm ready to speckle this Sennheiser with the sputum of my alliteration. I am ready to spew forth my bilious comments in my insane rhetoric. I'm ready for a morning of action and excitement, dealing with the unwashed and the ill-fed, the ill-clad and the inbred. At 4321101, dial that thing if you got the guts. But don't mess with me today, because I don't know, I'm tingling. My pointer finger is itching there. Yeah, my forefinger's itching there. And when that happens, it means that I'm up for a little bit of ledge-slinger. Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Well, you just finished speaking at a high school. Somebody asks you, tell me, officer, what was the reason you decided to become a policeman? You smile and say, well, son, I became a policeman so I could aid my community. I felt if I had to live here, I'd like to make it a better place for me to live and for my family to live. And in so doing, make it a better place for you to live. What you give is what you get back. Thank you, and it's time to hit the street. And they all applaud politely, but you didn't tell the real reason you became a cop was to blow away our peace! You can't say that, but that's the reason. That's the reason. You love it, dear. You froth on it. You become sexually aroused at the very thought of it. So you hit the squad car, and sure enough, your favorite call comes over the radio. Unit 189, 211 in progress, 109 Blauman Boulevard. Most guys would pick up the mic and say, Roger, I'm on the way. But not you. You pick up the mic and you yell, Well, you get to the scene, and sure enough, they're coming out the front door. You grab the shotgun, you lay it across the hood of the car, you say, freeze! Police! One false move, and I'll blow you away. You'll be going to kingdom come. You'll be boom shakalakin' in eternity. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? They look at each other and say,
that hunky must be messy. Got to be running coal upside down his head, you know?
Hey, home, I can dig it. No, he ain't gonna lay no more big rap up on you, man.
So it doesn't look like they're gonna surrender. You watch him, you're bearing down, your fingers itching there. Sure enough, they decide to make a break for it there. You hold your breath, you squeeze off a load of double on bargain. You blow him backwards right into the window. The other guy runs inside and he grabs the clerk. He puts his gun to her head. He says, you come near me, sucker! You come near me! And I'll blow her away! You know it's gotta be a good shot there. Quickly, you whip up that shotgun and the load catches the clerk right in the belly. It blows her back into the maggot. You fire again, you hit the clerk again, but a few of the pellets make it through and knock the maggot down. He's lying there. The clerk is blown away. Everybody wonders why you're not upset. You just smile as you pick your teeth and say, well, that was my ex-wife. Now take this creep downtown and book him. Yeah, buddy. Waddle-doodle-ludum, waddle-doodle-ludum, waddle-doodle-ludum day.
The Super Dealer.
26 minutes before 7.